summer is wrapping up, so we thought we'd take a look back at a part of many of our childhoods, summer camp. But this one is a little different. It's a partnership between a ranch in Bondurant, a wildlife nonprofit, and the state of Wyoming for kids across the country who wouldn't otherwise have these kinds of outdoor opportunities. It attempts to live out the state's vision for teaching youth about the outdoors. Wyoming Public Radio's Caitlin Tan takes us there.
It's midsummer at the base of Bondurant's Grovant Mountains, and 17 boys are living their best lives.
It's not that bad.
13-year-old Colton Christensen of Kinnear, Wyoming, has mud on his cheeks. He takes a break from helping restore a beaver pond to explain a typical morning.
So we wake up, some of us get hot chocolate.
Is it early?
Yeah, like
usually
6.
Like, you can also go to like the sluice box.
Yeah, like the sluice box.
Sluice boxes were used over 150 years ago to separate gold from water. But here today, they funnel ice-cold stream water off a hillside. 12-year-old Zach Cortez of Riverton explains it's a shower.
I do it up in the morning to get waked up. It's way better than coffee.
And you guys are drinking coffee?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What? Yeah, because somebody decided to drink all the hot cocoa.
Yeah, well, it's with coffee now.
The week-long camp is spent fully outside, working, playing, and learning about future outdoor careers. Chris McBarnes runs the Wyoming Wildlife Fund, which is the nonprofit arm for the Game and Fish. And he's helped with the camp since its first summer in 2022.
The hook are the mountains and the fly fishing and the horseback riding. That's what gets the kids here.
And once they're hooked, McBarnes hopes that the excitement reels some of these kids back one day.
If we don't do this, we won't have the future conservationists and leaders that will continue to make Wyoming all it is today.
It's out of a Wyoming Game and Fish and Governor Mark Gordon initiative called Inspire a Kid, and a partnership with the Little Jenny Ranch in Bondurant. And McBarnes says even just in a few years, the influence is tangible. He recently heard from a camper from last summer.
This young man has completely changed his career goals. He wants to be a conservation officer. That is his dream. That is his passion now.
McBarnes sees this kid's experience as proof of concept for the camp, and he'd like to see it replicated across the state. It's part of a multi-pronged effort to attract and keep more young people in Wyoming, which has seen the majority of people born in the state leave by their 30s. It's a lofty goal for a little camp, but McBarnes and instructor Chris Story say starting down a career path begins with learning basic skills, like how to feed the camp's horses.
There's enough hay on this truck that we need to unload and stack that everybody is responsible for one bale.
Green square hay bales tower over the kiddos on the truck. One bale probably weighs more than each boy. And Story points to an area about 40 feet away that they need to move the hay to.
So it's kind of up to you guys how you want to come up with a strategy.
Story throws a few bales off the truck for the kids to start on.
It's going
to
bounce, guys, so you got to stay back. There's one.
The boys partner in pairs of two and each take an end of a bale, doing kind of an awkward shuffle and breathing heavily.
No, we need to put it back there.
And sure, not all these kids need to know how to move hay bales in the future. But it's more than that. It's problem solving, teamwork, leadership, physical movement, a sense of accomplishment, and of course, a love of Wyoming's outdoors.
Yeah, I think I've kind of fallen in love with the mountains here. So that's the biggest thing, is that I want to try to come back here.
15-year-old William Johnston came all the way from New Jersey. He lives in a city, and this is the first time he's been in the mountains. And his other takeaway? Bring layers.
Sleeping is pretty cold.
Because in Wyoming, even during summer camp, winter is always coming. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Caitlin Tan in Bondurant.